Okay, let's get into today's daf. Bechoras daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis and Mabeis, five lines up from the bottom. As we get into the last couple of lines of this first parak, Lokeach Ubar Chamoro, all about the mitzvah of Petach Chamor, before we get to the next parak, which starts the discussion of the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tahora. So let's start with Tanan Hasam. A couple of lines up on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Tanan Hasam. So the Mishnah said, it's not a Mishnah, it really should be a Braisa. The Braisa says as follows. Ha'arachin b'shaitan. If somebody makes an Erech, the next Masechta that B'ez Hashem will be able to do. If somebody says the Erech of a person, as we know, listed at the end of Sefer Vayikra, every person based on age and gender has a certain Erech. Right, you can't really translate that as value, because value is damim. Damim is the value that they could have been sold as an eved. But arachin are fixed rates based on age and value, and somebody wants to give the erech of a certain person to the Beis HaMikdash, so b'shaitan, that goes by the moment that the erech was accepted. If somebody says, erech of so-and-so, and then the a month later they get around to actually paying for the Erech, so then it goes by the original moment. Ha'erech b'shaitan, at the moment that the Erech is taken. As Rashi says, Shem haya miben chodesh ad chame shanim b'shah sha'amar erki alai, he was in the first category from 1 month to 5 years old. V'himtin shol nosnu achi ben sheish, and he didn't get around to paying until a couple years later, or even, you know, he was at the border. It was right before his birthday. Sheish lo erech acher. Still, afiluachi lo yovel kasha sheherech. You go by the time of the ha'aracha. So, arachin b'shaitan. Upidyon ha-ben, acher shloshim yom. Pidyon ha-ben is done after 30 days. We'll have to talk about that about the Shem later in the Masechta. Is that purely because we want to make sure that the child is not a ben kayama, to make sure the child is a bar kayama? He is not a nefel. That's why you have to wait 30 days. What happens if you do it before 30 days? We'll have to talk about that. And Pidyon Petach Hamor La'alter. That's the one important for us right now. The Braisa says that Petach Hamor is done immediately, right? Which sounds like right away when the donkey is born. So it says the Gemara Pidyon Petach Hamor La'alter. Is that really true? You do it right away, but for a mini we looked at a different Braisa. Ein Ba'arachin Uba Pidyon Haben Uba Nezirus. You don't have less than 30. It's definitely a 30 days is the minimum that you have. You don't do it before that. Umosifin ad olam. That, what does that mean? That you add on Rashi again. Umosifin sheich erech lechol zman shu omed bo k'dechsib b'parsha v'chei nazir. No, the razor above a chabisha shanim. You could be more. V'im hinte b'pidyon b'no b'pidyon petach hamor kama shanim. The pidyon, the chiyav never dissipates. And even if it's much later, you would have to still pay. But you see from this braisa that Petach Hamor is 30 days. So what does the first braisa mean? That Pidyon HaBen is la'alter. That is the question. What about Nezirus? So what do you mean Nezirus is Shloshim Yom? That's what Rashi quotes the Gemara from elsewhere. Stam Nezirus is Shloshim Yom. The Gemara says the beginning of Masechas Nazir based on the Gematria. The Pasuk says Kadoshi Yeh. Yeh is of Gematria 30. And therefore we know that Stam Nezirus, if I'm a Kabbalah Nezirus and I don't specify how long I'm going to be a Nazir for, so that is 30 days. We mentioned that this is one of the two halachas that are learned out from Gematria in the Gemara. There are more Gematria is in the Gemara, but not halachos, right? The Gemara says that on Yom Kippur, the Satan has no power. How do we know? Because HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day of the year that the Satan has no power, right? That's why it's, so we know that from a Gematria. That's not a halacha, but this is one. Stan Azir Shloshim Yom, and the other one we had back in Maseches Menachas on Daf Peites Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses how many lug are there in a hin, in terms of the amount of oil that is used in the Nesachim. So the Gemara says, Hin Tracer Luge Havyen. A hin is 12 lug. How do you know a hin is 12 lug? Kidichsiv, Shemen Zayas Hin. Viksiv, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yihye Ze Li Lidarosechem. Ze Begamashria Tracer Havyen. Ze is Gamashria 12. And therefore we know that 12 hin in a lug, and that is the amount that is needed for the Minchas Nesachim there. So Menachas Peites and Nazir, I think it's Daf Hey, but it's quoted right here also in Rashi that the minimum for a Naziris is 30 yom. So either way, we're back to the question. So how could the first brisa say that Petach Hamor is done right away, right when the donkey is born, and the second brisa says that you have to wait 30 days? So Amar Rav Nachman, first answer, Lomar Shimpda'o Padui. Meaning, you're supposed to wait 30 days. But if you didn't wait 30 days, if you did it beforehand, so then it works. But the Iker Mitzvah, Rashi's Lashon, third to last line, Aval Iker Mitzvah's Pediyah lo Mekayim. The Iker Mitzvah Pediyah, you have not been Mekayim. And the Briska Rav just wonders, what does that mean? Have you been Podeh or have you not been Podeh? And the Griz just leaves the Betzarachian. What does that mean, the Iker Mitzvah? There's a Mitzvah of Pidyon. So did you do it, did you not do it? There's the mitzvah p'diyah, and then what? And then a non-mitzvah p'diyah? How are you mechalik between those two? Tzarechin. So unless you say, I mean, he doesn't mention this, but unless you say that we have this by other areas of halacha as well, that there's a mitzvah element and a matir element. Like, for example, Pidyon Meiser Sheni, that Itziv writes in one of his svarim, that Meiser Sheni has two elements, Pidyon Meiser Sheni, mitzvah and matir. If I do it, nafkamina could be a bracha, but there might be other nafkaminas in terms of asimon, in terms of the value, but there could be two elements of Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Pidyon Hektish, there's a matir element and a mitzvah element, so maybe here too. Maybe Rashi's emphasizing that if you want the mitzvah element for whatever reason, but the mitzvah element is la'achar shloshim yom. If I do it then, so then I get the mitzvah as well. But if not, not mitzvah, but I get the matir. Remember, the Minchas Chinuch has this fascinating suggestion, even by Yibum and Chalitza. He talks about if somebody does not have kavana for the mitzvah of Yibum, maybe, or Chalitza, so then maybe there's it's a Minchas Chinuch in the third volume. Maybe he'll be Yotze he'll get the matir, but he won't get the mitzvah. That's amazing. And therefore, he would have to, if he wants to do the mitzvah of Yibum, then he would have to have another Maisabiya in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So again, the mitzvah and matir come up in various areas, and this is one of them. And again, the Minchas Chinuch's application is extreme in that way. Let me just read you that Lashon of the Minchas Chinuch. He writes it at the end of the mitzvah of Yibum, Tav Kuv Tzadi Ches. He says there, I won't stop and not mention what I haven't really fully tested amongst the Lamdanim, but I think it's true. Yadua di Ibn Mitzvah Zaseh, Lokomo Gerishin Vitoin Vinitan, Vachadoma, the Dini Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lisai Kach, Avalaina Makai Mitzvah Klau. Right? Yibam is not like the Mitzvah of Toin Vinitan, which the Rambam counts as a Mitzvah, or the Mitzvah of Bor and Shor. Those are all mitzvahs, but that's not a chiyuv, but you're mekayim a mitzvah. And you would even say, asi dochalosa say, v'chulu, umi shebaki b'sefer mitzvahs la'rambeinu, v'amafarshim yodea dover zev v'zapashut, v'yadu adasrofim rishonim, the mitzvah shvichas kabana, v'lo kabana latzeis lo yatsu chovatz mitzvah. Right, we paskin, right, that's the chiluk of the Radvaz. The Magen Avraham quotes this in Siman Samach in Aruch Hayim. There's the Radvaz that by mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah drabanan, mitzvah zayt srichas kavana. That is why, because most Rishonim hold that Sfiras Omer today is drabanan, Balei Tosfos and Mesechas Menachos, that's why we say, oh, what was last night? We don't say what tonight was, because maybe mitzvah zayt srichas kavana, and I will already be Yotze if I say what tonight is. And I would not be able to count with the bracha. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Yibum is a mitzvah daraisa. So mitzvah shrichas kavana. So says the Minchas Chinuch, V'af, end of Tav Kuv Tzadiches. V'af, the yis over in the mitzvah zain shrichas kavana. Mikam akum, emskavin shalo latzeis, eno yotzi apan asaguf. V'atzvaram halolu, ein shrichal harach v'chulu. V'hine, haba al yevimto, bein bezadon, hainu l'shem znus, bein b'shogeg, bein ba'ones, kana. That's the language of the Mishnah, the beginning of Habal Yevimto. Ayin Gemar Yevamas Dafnu Dalad. Im Kain Efshar Nehi Dekana Oso Vahave Ishto Mikol Makom Mitzvas Hashem Yisparach Lokiyim Kitzur Kavan Latzeis. Wow. V'Nafkemina Dechovas Hamitzvah Mutelas Alav V'Lo Yigashen Atekef. Even to having one Ma'isabiyah, he can't divorce her right away. They're not fully married yet. He hasn't done the mitzvah yet. You have to have another ma'isabiyah, achi yavo lo l'shem mitzvah, v'yikayim ha-mitzvah. That's his suggestion. Again, b'chalik between the mitzvah of Yibum and the kinyan of Yibum. We're talking about here the mitzvah of Pidyon and the matir of Pidyon, which you have by Ma'isher Sheni and by others. By the way, that's the Rashi and the Briska Rav Sarachiyun. and the suggestion. The Ma'ariv al-Ghazi also talks about this in the beginning of Mitzvah Yudalid, if you want to look in the back, on the Ramban. Good. So that's the first way to understand the Stira and the Brises. Is Pidyon Petach Hamor only after 30 days or before? L'chadchila, it's after 30 days. If you did it beforehand, it's okay, Padui. Says the Gemara, Michlal. But what about the parallel? Dibino in Pada'o, Eino Padui? But the parallel in the Brisa, right, Pidyon HaBen has to be after 30 days. So only about this one, it works with the Eved, but by Pidyon HaBen, it would not work. V'ha Itmar, but didn't we learn, HaPodes B'no B'toch Lamed Yom, if somebody does Pidyon HaBen before day 30, again, we'll have to get to this later in the Masechta, it'll come up as well. Rav Amar B'no Padui. Doesn't Rav say that it works? That also works. So, but what do you mean? In the Brisa, there's a Chiluk. So if you're telling me it works by Pidyon HaBen, then it must be a different pshat. Like Mar says, no, it really doesn't work. Everybody agrees that if you're just trying to do Pidyon HaBen on day 12, and you want it to be chal right then, it does not work. It does not work. The only question is, if you do it today, with the chalos being later on, you do the maisa, you give the money to the kohen today, but almanas, that it's going to be chal afterwards. That's the only thing that works. But really does not work before day 30. So therefore, that's not a problem by Pidyon HaBen. So Rav Nachman answer stands, L'chadchila b'di'evet, so to speak. Rav Sheshes Amar says, Rav Sheshes, no, difference. Maybe, really, it is right away. Maybe the mitzvah is right away. Like Rashi says on top, La'olam mitzvahs pidyon la'alter. The mitzvah of pidyon, the Bach adds in, Petr Chamor la'alter. The mitzvah is right away. What does it say? Only after 30 days. It means, lomar she'eno over alav. It means you should do it right away. Up till day 30, you haven't violated anything. After day 30, so then you're living in sin, so to speak, until one does this mitzvah. Right? And that's the eno over alav. Masav Rabbi Rachama, but is that really true? But the Tosefta says, mitzvaso kol shloshim yom, mikan ve'elach. First mitzvah is within 30 days. Mikan ve'elach, ipodeyu o orfo. Me afterwards, opodeyu o orfo. Either do pidyon or do arifa. So my love, shouldn't we understand this Tosefta as mitzvah l'shahoso kol shloshim yom? That the mitzvah, what does it mean, kol shloshim, to delay it for 30 days? Right? According to you, Rav Sheshes, it's to do it right away. But doesn't the Tosefta give the impression that you should delay it for 30 days, like Rav Nachman says, against Rav Sheshes? Mar says, lo, no, mitzvah leftos, so kosh lo shim yom. No, you can understand the Tosefta as within 30 days, from right away until 30 days, that's the best time. Right, and afterwards you violate. Ihachi mikan ve'elach o podeyu o over alav mi boile. So then, why does the Brisa say, either pote or oref, say, do it or you're going to violate? That's what the Brisa should say. So Ela Marava, a third idea, which is really going back to one of the earlier ones. Really, there's a mitzvah to delay, right? Like Rav Nachman says, Ela Marava Lokasha Ha Du Rabbi Eliezer Demakshi Ha Rabbanah Delomakshi. Maybe it's a machlokes tanoim. We had a machlokes yesterday in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim whether we compare Petar Chamor to Pidyon HaBen, right? In the context of if you're mafresh the pidyon and then the pidyon died. We had a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer said that you're still chayef because it's like Pidyon HaBen. Until the coin gets the money, so then you're chayef. So too, until the coin gets the set. So Rabbi Eliezer compares Petach Hamor to Pidyon HaBen. So too, he would compare it in this way. Just like Pidyon HaBen is only after day 30, so too Petach Hamor is after day 30. Again, the reason for Pidyon HaBen being day 30 might not apply to Petach Hamor. There might not be the same concept of nafel, of vlad, by people and by animals. Remember, what do we paskin? We paskin day 8, you can already give a karban. Pidyon HaBen is day 30. Right, so if it's just Mishum nafel, it's not exactly parallel. But that's the limud. The limud of the hekesh, do we compare Pidyon HaBen and Petach Hamor or not? Rabbi Eliezer does. And therefore the brisa that says day 30 is Rabbi Eliezer. And the brisa that says right away is the shita of the reflects the shita of the chachamim who do not have that comparison. Right? They compare it to Pidyon Meiser Sheni, as the Mishnah said. They don't compare it to Pidyon HaBen, and therefore there would be a chilek. Okay. Says the Mishnah. The last Mishnah has no Gemara on it, but we could spend many hours on this last Mishnah here in the first parak in Bechoros. Says the Mishnah, Lo Rasa Leftoso. What if somebody does not want to do Pidyon Petach Hamor, Orfo Me'achora V'Kovro, you have to break the back of its neck, and bury it, meaning it's still aser bana v'kofra. So pidyon and arifa, mitzvahs hapidya kodemas the mitzvahs arifa. But says the Mishnah, it is better to do the mitzvah pidyon, giving the set to the kohen, rather than do the mitzvah arifa. Shneamar im lo sifte va'arafto. If you didn't do pidyon, says the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bo, so then va'arafto, so then you have to do arifa. But clearly, pidyon is the first choice. The Mishnah, though, uses the language of mitzvah by both. Mitzvahs pedia and mitzvahs arifa. So there could be a first-tier mitzvah, and then if you didn't do that, then there's a second-tier mitzvah. But they're both called mitzvahs. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim says this beferish in Perek Yud Beis. Right, that's the first halacha where he talks about this. Mitzvah Perek Yud Beis, halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs asei levtos kol adam Yisrael. Petra chamor b'seh. V'imlo, remember we discussed also, is se l'chadchila or even b'shavio l'chadchila. For the Rambam, you get the impression that se b'dafka is l'chadchila. The Rambam says, v'im lo ratzal of doso, mitzvah sase lo arfo. So mitzvah sase, shene maru fetach hamar tifteh v'se v'im lo sith arafto. V'shtei mitzvahs elu noages b'chol makum v'chol zman. Right, both mitzvahs are noeg always, u'mitzvahs pediyah kodemes l'mitzvahs arifa. That's the Rambam. The Rambam also says it in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he says, he explicates, in Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah pei beis. Shetzivanu pei aleph is liftos petach hamor b'seh levad. V'shelo yifte bezulaso v'inasin oso aseh l'koin. And then the second mitzvah pei beis, tzivanu la'arof petach hamor im lo nirtze liftoso. Fine. V'yesh l'makshe sheyikshe alai v'yomar le'eze dover manita pitiyaso v'arifaso b'shtei mitzvos v'lo manisa usan mitzvah achas. You might ask on me, why these two mitzvahs? You have a choice. Do something with this donkey, right? Either be poda or be oreif. That's two mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. You have a choice which act to do. But isn't that one? V'ti arifaso midini ha-mitzvah kamosha kabalta b'shorash ha-shvi. Like I wrote in Shorash ha-shvi'i, right? Chelek mechalki ha-mitzvah is counted as one. So why do I count this as two? Hine yadua, says the Rabbam. I'm sorry. Hine yodeya hakel, ki ahekish haya mechayiv zeh. Yes, logic would have dictated that. Lulei masha matzana l'rabo seinu zal, lashen yore al hayosam shnei mitzvos. I might have said that were it not for the language of Chazal that teach us that there are two mitzvahs. Which language of Chazal? V'hu amram, our Mishnah. Mitzvahs pediya kodemes l'mitzvahs arifa, u'mitzvahs yibam kodemes l'mitzvahs chalitza, as we're about to have. Kamosha yivama muchenes im liyibam ola chalitza v'hayibam mitzvah v'chalitza mitzvah. Just like yibam and chalitza are two different mitzvahs, even though it's a choice. Kol achas mitzvah bifnei atzma, kamosha niskar kein, petach hamor muchan, ola pediya ola arifa, v'zu mitzvah, kimo shamarnu. That's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Pei Beis, saying our mission is the source. That is two separate mitzvahs, pidyon and arifa. Who jumps on the Rambam? Who's upset? Who might he be referring to? The Ravid. Maybe not, but others. But the Ravid here jumps on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, b'chaye roshi, ein ze min ha-pilpul, v'lo min ha-das, ha-miyusheves. I don't agree. Sheyachshov ze b'mitzvahs aseh. V'yavol bi sha'amru mitzvahs pediyah kodemes l'mitzvahs arifa, lo shetichashev mitzvah. Aval hi avera, u'mazik nikra, u'mafsin mamono shel kohen. U'mepnei sha'amru mitzvahs pediyah, amru mitzvahs arifa. It's just a language issue. It says mitzvahs arifa, but it doesn't really mean it, says the Ravid. Really, it's terrible. You're being mazik, you're being mafsid. What are you doing? You call that a mitzvah? So the Ravid argues. Says the Radva, says the Mari Kirka, say all the Mefarshim. How could the Ravid say that? By doing a mitzvah, you're a mazik. You have a choice. The Torah says do this, and if not, do that. So you're telling me the second choice the Torah gives you, you're a mazik? You're a mafsid? The Torah tells you to do that. Okay, how can you say that? Says the Radvaz, V'chi ma shehitirato Torah, hechi kari le'avera, ela mitzvosav yisparach zeros hein, lo shna imhu mazik o misakein. This is what the Torah tells you to do. How can you say that that you're a terrible person by doing that? O tamahati al harav, shu baki b'chadrei sodos tarasenu hakadosha. I'm also upset at the Ravid, says the Radvaz. He's a bucky in all secrets of the Torah. Eich kari larifas petach hamor mazik. V'halo misakein hu l'misha yodea soda mitzvah. There's so much Kabbalistic secrets to every mitzvah. How can you say this is mazik? Ulefichach ani omer shedivir Rabbeinu min hadasa miyusheves. You don't think it's Dasa Miyusheves? I think it is Dasa Miyusheves. Vein tzorach lazeh pilpul, the Mishnah shleimah hikasher kasafti. It's a Mishnah! The Rambam himself says it's a Mishnah. So what's the Ravid jumping on and getting upset? The Mari Kirkus also here gets upset at the Ravid based on the other comparisons with Chalitza. What Chalitza? Is Chalitza Achzarius? You're spitting and kacha yesel ish. Shaluyivnes beizach. This is what the Torah tells you to do. And it's still a mitzvah. You want to say there's a kedima? Okay, there's a kedima, but it's two mitzvahs. Vada shtei mitzvahs same. Vayisi savor shem shavos. Vezem yem sheyirtzel lahaktim yaktim. I would have thought that it's either or until the Torah comes along and tells you. V'yeshel adamos mitzvah zu lagerishin. Sha'afo bisha magarish chotehu. Mikol makom mitzvah lagarish. Baseifer. V'lo badavar acher. Kivit shirotzel lagarish. Ava vada yoser dov shalo lagarish. V'gam kan yish lomar. Tekima shirotzel liftos. Mitzvah sase la'arof. V'lo lachniso lecheder o ba'ofan acher. Right? If this comes up, if you don't want to do it, so then you do pidyon. Right? You don't just leave the animal to starve or whatever it is. But that's an important discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the Rambam and the Ravid and the Radvaz in terms of the mitzvah. Remember also, I think we mentioned this back on Daf Beis. I don't remember exactly, but the Nitziv. That it's in the end of Parshas Bo, where he talks about the message of Arifa, right? Pidyon is definitely the potential. Mitzvah's pidyon is kodem. But this potential for pidyon, the message of Arifa is, if somebody has potential for something, and they don't use it for, you know, what they should use it for, then mitzvah ba'arifa. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us potential to use. And therefore, we have to make sure that we use our potential for proper usages, and if not, we might as well not have gotten that potential. I saw one of the Bali Musar also relate that to Shchut Echutz. That's what Shchut Echutz is. There's so much, such graphic imagery in the Psukim of the Isra of Shchut Echutz in Parshas Achremos. Dam Yechashev, Dam Shafach. What's the emphasis? Shchut Echutz is we have the potential to be a karbon. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Kedusha elements, and we take it and we sacrifice it outside the base of Mikdash. We use these kochos for something else, right? Not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells me to use it for. That's like Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz. We have to be very careful not to be maktir or shochet bachutz. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Next part, mitzvahs yi'ida, kodemes la mitzvahs hapadiya. We know the mitzvah of yid, if somebody takes a shifcha, so then there is a mitzvah to do yid, an amma, not a shifcha evriya, an amma evriya. Somebody has an amma evriya, so there's a mitzvah to take the amma evriya and either marry her, the adon should marry her himself, that's yud, or his son should marry her, right? Yud obibno, and if not, right, if he doesn't do either of that, then he should try to do Giron Kesef, which means, however much he worked, deduct that, and she could pay her way out. That's what we try to do for the Amevriya. Again, that's before, unless Shanim or Simanim come before that. But Yiyud is better than Pidiya, right? Instead of paying her way out, it's better to marry her. Mitzvah Yiyuda Kodemas the Mitzvah Pidiya Shenehemar Asher Lo Yada Vehefta. If Yid wasn't done, then Pidyon should be done. But obviously Yid should be first. Again, a huge discussion, not really here, but in Maseches Kiddushin, about the lumdus of Yid. How much is Yid connected to a regular Maise Kiddushin? It's a form of related to a Kiddushin, but it's not exactly. Even the Lashon, right, there's a Lashon, the Machlokas Rishonim in Kiddushin, by Yid, does one say Hariyam Kudeshesli or Hariyam Miyuedesli? Right, because could Hariyam Kudeshesli work for Yiyud? Again, many different machlokos within the sugya of Yiyud. Just to give you one formulation, Reb Chaim, in the Grach HaLashas, in Kuf Pei Beis, he quotes a machlokas Rishonim, if the son does Yiyud, who does the Maisa? Let's say the son is doing Yiyud. So does the son do the Maisa Yiyud? Or does the father do the Maisa Yiyud? Without being a shliach. If the son makes the father a shliach, okay, anybody can make a shliach. But without it, so says Reb Chaim, Barashi kasav de ben hamiyaed la'atzmo, hu omer, his ya'adi li, v'ma'av miyaed, sorach shehe shliach mehaben. If the father does it for the father, he has to become the shliach. But if you look in the Rambam, the father is the miyaed b'rushus haben. Umashma dafka ha'av shehu ha'adon avolo haben, af shehu ba'al v'makadesh, even though the son is the one that's being mikadesh, and connected, but still the father does it. Why? Mishum, the din yud eino rak maise kiddushin bilvad. Yud is only eino rak maise kiddushin bilvad. Elohu din bechudash diyesh maise yud uba maise yud nasis ha'amal liishal ha'makadesh. V'lazeh maise shayach rak ha'adon v'lo makadesh. The Torah is makadesh that there's something called yud between the adon and the ama, but it might work for someone else, meaning there could be a chalos kiddushin without a maise kiddushin for the son. If I make a shliach, then there's a maisa kedushin kiilus for the son too. But yud maybe is not a regular maisa kedushin. Right? There's a lot of differences between them, but maybe it's a chalos kedushin without a maisa kedushin. Right? And that's one formulation of what yud is. Ubezem mevuar, and that's why also it explains that if somebody does kedushin with lashon yud, doesn't work. Because a maisa kedushin, is a maisa kedushin. Right, a makadish yishev b'lashem yu edes ena mekudeshes b'shem d'lashem zehu lashem rak al maisa yud. After b'maisa yud chalan akidushin av a lashem l'maisa lo shayach. Hainu ala totsa'a me halashon ein anu mashgichin. Even though the totsa'a is going to be similar, but the maisa is not, and therefore you want to be able to use that maisa. Again, that's one formulation out of a very large topic, but that is yid. But again, the Mishnah says yid comes before pidia, and again, it is a separate mitzvah as well. Next, mitzvah sayibam kodemus the mitzvah chalitza. Yibam comes before chalitza. Barishon ashayim is kavan l'shem mitzvah. Originally, when we had kavan l'shem mitzvah, so that's where yibam came first. V'achshav, but now ashayim is kavan l'shem mitzvah. Amru mitzvah chalitza kodemus the mitzvah yibam. But now that we don't have kavan l'shem mitzvah, so chalitza comes first. Rashi, achshav mitzvah chalitza kodemus shamiyabim es yivimto shelo l'shem mitzvah pogeya be'iser eishes ach. Right, remember yibam is a very challenging, so to speak, and risky procedure. Because after all, there's an Isra of Eishes Ach. The Torah allows you to do it and is Machayev you to do it, but that's only if you're doing the mitzvah. So just some Tanaim. If I'm not doing it with the right Kavana, then there's just the Isra of Eishes Ach, and if there's no mitzvah, and therefore it is not done, says the Mishnah, even in the times of the Mishnah. And that is the minhag in most Ashkenazic circles, and even in some Sephardic circles, that nowadays chalitza is done, even if somebody has good kavanas. Even if somebody has good kavanas, yibam is done, yibam is not done, chalitza is done. 2 points on this, and that is, number one, there is a famous discussion, famous if we've mentioned it before, of Rav Avadia's psak, right? For thousands of years, for hundreds of years, wasn't spoken about really in the poskim, but chalitza was always done. But that's more in the Rav Avadia proves in Yabia Omer, Chelek Vav Evan Ezer Simen Yudalid, where he talks about the possibility of doing yibum bisman hazeh. So he talks about this tshuva is dated 1951, Tavshin Yud Aleph in Tammuz in Petach Tikva. Right, Maisa Bali Adena Bebezdin Ha'ezori Po Petach Tikva Be'echan Me'oli Teman Shenafla Lefanav Eishas Achiv Liyibam Temani. Right, that's important to know that it's Temani. V'hu Rotzer Rach Liyabem V'hayivama Eino Chafetzabo V'tovashi Achlos Laviv Terena. He wants to do Yibam, she wants to do Chalitza without any good reason. Lulo Tam Savir Lesi Rubal Lesi Abem Lo V'ni Amati Vesponin B'dvar HaTakana HaChadasha Sheneskabla B'Yerushalayim Adei Rabbanut HaRashit LiYisrael. I saw the new takana that was made by the Rabbanut, says Rav Avadia, before he became part of the Rabbanut. Right, many years before. This is one of the shuvas that put him on the map, that everybody realized, who is this? B'tarich Chaf Al Ashrat Tavshin Yud, the takana that was made in 1950, right, 2 years after the state. V'chei Nizkor, and he quotes it, Nizkor B'Ksara, who's written the Yaskal Avdi, who's a friend of Rav Avadia's, wrote, Barov Kilos Yisrael, V'chein B'Kilos Ashkenazim, Sheretz Yisrael, Kibbo Olem La'alacha K'divri HaRamah, Shepasak Shemizos Chalitza Kodemus Mizos Yibam, V'gam Kishneim HaYam HaYvam Rotzim B'Yibam, Ein Manichim Osam L'Yabim. Right, the Rama quotes that in Eben Ezer. No yibam allowed. Ubiyoshe bizmanenu adavar borer sherov hayavamim einem eskavim l'shem mitzvah. Umishum darkei shalom va'achlus b'medinas Yisrael shalotei atorah kishnei toros. Lefichach harenu gozrim al toshvei eretz Yisrael va'al ela sheyalu v'yisyashvu b'eretz Yisrael me'ato me'achsha v'hala le'eser aleihem l'gamrei mitzvah yibam v'chayavim l'achlots. That was the statement made by the Rabbanut. The Imlo Yaskim Ayavim Lachlots, Mechayim as a Yavim, Vimizona Sevama, Kimash Yivskola Bezra, Shitra Sevim to Chalitza, Vechulu. And who signed on it? Vechosmal Zer, Rabbanim Rashim Yisrael, Harav Meir Chai Uziel, Varav Yisrak Herzog. Vehine, that's the Psaki quotes. Vehine says Rav Avadya, Anu Asfardim, Ve'edas Amizrach, Vetiman, Kibanu, Alenu Haros, Rabasinu, Haramba, Mar, and Shulchan Aruch. We follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. She sovrim shalacha kechachamim. She mitzvahs yibam kodemas lachalitza. Af bizman hazeh she'inim iskabim l'shem mitzvah. V'chal aleinu chovas biur mishtokov haskam hanal didan olam. Do we have to follow this haskam of the Rabbanut? So he goes through Yadvia Omer 10 pages, which is a lot. As you know, Yadvia Omer quotes everything. And he goes through the whole sugya. And just to read at the end, sof davar hakol nishma. Right, it's the tshuva is longer than Koheles. Shalafi ani as daiti nira barer. Shalagabe di don den aktina bishipole glima de maranzal. Right, we go by the coattails of the Shulchan Aruch. V'chol kadoshim sheimo rov minyan rov binyan migdoli aposkim. Hashem ipi manuchayim. He says, let me just give you. He says, you want to know who I might be based on? He says, Karabiyano shorov rishon aposkim shemitzas yimin kodem lemitzachalitza. Kurabanan, the ham. Shiltos, Rif, Rambam, Ravid, Rashbam, Riva, Ravon, Iter, Rabinu Yeshayah, Rabbin Avraham, Elhar, Ramon, Meiri, Ramban, Rashba, Ra'a, Ritva, Rivash, Ran, Muki Yosef, Vechulu. So there are a number of Rishonim that he has on his side. Anyway, so he continues and says, Ein kol tokef laskam b'sasiyei v'chaveir ha'banut ha'rachil Yisrael, shegazer omer levatel legamri mitzazibim. Doesn't have any basis for us. It doesn't bind us. Gam me'asvar devet ha'mizrach, ein lanu, ein lanu, kol samchus l'kach. There's no samchus to say something that gets against what we do. The alkein yomer amoshlim l'chu al Yosef asher yomer lachem ta'asu. Right, quoting the pasuk. Follow the Beis Yosef. Uvushus rav pa'olim afilu mea achronim cholkin al psak maran shulchan aruch umakilim neged svaraso ein shomim lahem afilu b'evsem meruba genum uchuyavim lalachas achari ros maran b'koach kabbalah shekibalnu. Again, this is also one of the examples of Rav Avadya's psakim of bringing back what he said he was going to do, Machzor Atar LeYoshna, bringing back the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even among Svardim, who didn't follow the Shulchan Aruch for 500 years after the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Avadya was, Rav Yosef of Cairo, he brought him back. V'das Navon Nakel Shechalila Lismocha Mashigazri Baskam Anal, Shemisar V'yevim Lachlos Albezim, Lepsochel Amazonos, V'chulu, and he continues, Imiolom Lamotzono Lekadvonim Shigazri Shlaliyabim, and he says at the end, he goes through this Holtshuva. Benito Zion, Yesh Labezim Lashpia Layavam Lahaskim, Labakashas Ayavam, V'chulu, and he continues. This Shuva was published, if I knew the history correctly, it was written earlier, but it wasn't published until later. I don't remember exactly the exact history, but he wrote it very early, maybe when he was still in Cairo, and then he published it later when he got a little older and became a little more known. But this is Rav Avadya, and this is based on this Mishnah right here, Mitzvahs Yivim Kodim L'Mitzvahs Chalitza. Also keep in mind the big sugya, we won't go through it now, because to move a little bit, Mitzvahs Chalitza. Is there a mitzvah of Chalitza? We discussed earlier, is it purely more of a matir or a mitzvah? Right, if they don't have any kavana to get remarried, right? The yavam is 100 and the yavama is 99. They don't have a kavana to get remarried, so do we have to do the mitzvah if they have no kavana? That's the first shuv in the Chacham Tzvi and many other post mafarshim as well, which we don't have time to go into right now. Good, finishing up mitzvah sagula ba'adon. Last halacha of the Mishnah, the mitzvah of geula. If somebody is, Rashi says the case is, if somebody is makdish a behema temeya, tebeta kabayas, I have a horse, and I say, I'm giving this horse to the Beis Hamikdash, which means it's beta kabayas, so I have to redeem it. So lechadchila, the adon should redeem it. Mitzvah sagula ba'adon, hu kodem lechal adam sheneemar, because of the pasuk, v'imlo yigal v'nimkar berkecha. If he doesn't redeem it, it should be sold for its erech. Right, so the Mishnah quotes a pasuk. Tosfos quotes a svara. Tosfos quotes from elsewhere in Arachin that the svara is because the Bialim have to give more money. The Bialim have to be Mosef Chomesh. When they redeem it, nobody else would, so the Beis Hamikdash would get more money if the Adon redeems it. So that's why, that's the svara for having the Adon first. Hadron Loch Alokechu Berchamoro. Good, that is the first parak. Next, same first word of the parak. Halokeach. Halokeach uber paraso, shalove kochavim. Here we go, the next five prakim. Beis gimel dalet hevav, all about peter behema tahora. Right, the firstborn. We mentioned three mitzvahs having to do with firstborns. Firstborn donkey, that was first parak. Pidyon haben, that's later on. Now we have bechor behema tahora, That is the largest discussion that we're going to have. So lokeach ubar paraso adovikachavim, and the mitzvah is just if the first parak was about only donkeys, but when it comes to here, it's not all kosher animals: cows, sheep, and goats. The firstborn of a cow, sheep, and goat, that is bechor, behema, tahora. Obviously, it's a carbon. That's what has to be those three, right? Other animals are kosher, but it's not going to be a carbon. So, halokeach uber paraso shalov dekochavim. The Mishnah starts off with the same pturim as the first parak started off with. It's interesting that it starts off with who's pater, not who's chayef. Right? Whenever there's the ptur starts, the Rama, the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, starts off with who's pater from Talmud Torah. A lot of alumnus why he does that. See here too. If somebody buys uber parasha of the kavim, meaning he owns a percentage of the cow, v'hamocherlo, or the opposite, he sells and the guy has a percentage. Aval bishena rashai, if he's not allowed to, as we discussed back then. V'mishtateflo, or there's a partnership. V'makabel mimenu, or he accepts to take it and he's going to split some of the fetuses. V'anosein lo b'kabala. Potter and Abachor in all these cases, Shinemar, be Yisrael, Avalo Bacherim. Be Yisrael, it has to be all the Jews, but if it doesn't fully belong to the Jew, so then there's a Patur, no Kedusha. HaKohanim v'Leviim Chayavim, Kohanim and Leviim are also Chayiv in Bechor Behema Tahora. Shalo Nifteru mi Bechor Behema Tahora, Ela mi Pidyon HaBen u'Petach HaMor. Right, Kohanim and Leviim are Potter from the other two, for Pidyon HaBen and Petach HaMor, but they're not Potter from Bechor Behema Tahora. Right, so that's what they're Chayivim. So Gemara says, "My Arya the Tani Uber Chamor Bereisho v'Hadar Tani Uber Paraso." We mentioned this back on that base. Why does it talk about the donkey first? Listen, Bereisho Uber Paraso to Kedushas Agufu v'Hadar Lasi Uber Chamor to Kedushas Damimu. Why don't you talk about the Kedusha of a carbon first, Bechor Behema Tahora, and then talking about the donkey? Two answers. Ami b'Marava Yibay Seima Aidi to Chaviva Le Kidur Rabbi Chanina. Either because the Chamor one is very beloved. What's very beloved, like Rabbi Chanina? What was Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina we had back on Daf Hey. Rabbi Chanina says, why the donkey? Because we went out with a lot of stuff on the donkeys from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we have a lot of Hakara and Hokara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very special limud. And therefore, we want to put that first. So the whole parak is there because of that Rabbi Chanina, because we look at the mitzvah of Petach Hamor in a very special way. V'yibayisema, or on a more practical level, Aidi dezutrin milei to behema temeya, because it's very short, just one parak. Because it's small, pasuk v'shad delay just goes and finishes it, and then we're going to get into the next prakim of Bechor Behema Tahora. Amar Yisrael Bar Nachmeni, Amar Yishlakad Mishum Rabbi Oshia, Yisrael Shinasan Moslo V'Digochavim B'Behemto. Now we're going to talk about it for the next number of sugyas, Kinyanim with a guy. This is one of the main sugyas. There are two or three places in Shas, Avodah Zarah, Kiddushin, Bechoros. Kinyanim with a non-Jew. We know many Kinyanim discussed in Kiddushin with a Jew. Right, all the Mishnayos in the end, the second half of the first parak of Kiddushin talk all about what types of kinyanim work for which objects. But that's all Jew and Jew. What types of kinyanim work for Jew and non-Jews? That's what's going to be a big discussion here. So Yisrael Shinas and Moslo L'Kochavim, if a Jew pays money to a guy, kesef, bibehemto, for his animal, bidinehem, you go by what their dinim are in terms of kinyanim. Ava bishalom mashach. I mean, even though usually we might say you have to pull it, you have to do mashicha, and here you didn't, even though it was a mashach kana, still the Jew is kona it, v'chayev es b'bechora. And the Jew owns it. Even though you might say Jew and Jew, you have to do mashicha, mos einan konos, still here it would work because you go by their rules. And they say paying for it is enough. So here too, we would say for this, paying for it is enough too. Tosfos, first Tosfos in the parak, V'yavagav de shaminon kana. And even though we learn kana, why do you have to say the next line? It's your klashminon, the chayves b'bechora. You said kana, so the Jew owns it. Why do you have to add in the next two words? Chayves b'bechora. Delotema kana misafek. You shouldn't say, oh, l'chumra kana. Oh, mi derabanan. Or it's only derabanan. Kamash Balan to Kana Kinyan Gomer. Ooh. Is Tosfos Mashma that if it would only be a Kinyan Durabanan, then there wouldn't be a Chiyav in Bechora? Tosfos says, so you don't say it's Misafik or only Durabanan. If you do a Kinyan Durabanan, does it achieve a status Daraisa? So that is a huge topic in many different sugyas. Right? There are many Kinyan Daladamas as a Kinyan Durabanan. If I'm koning something through Kinyan Daladamas, I can't get married with it. Right? What about Kinyan Chalipin? Is that a Kinyan Durabanan? It's learned that from a Pasuk in Rus. There's a tshuva of the Radvaz. So kinyanim derabanan, does that achieve a chalos daraisa? So this Tosfos goes in that sugya. Sounds like if it's only derabanan that you wouldn't be kona daraisa. The avnim iluim, the ksos discusses this in simin chavches oslam and gimel in the context of mekach umemkar, right? The in kedushin ubeikar adin imahani kinyan derabanan lekedushe Torah. He quotes again. He goes through it, but that's the Ksos and others. But anyway, that's a Diak in Tosfos. Viter, the opposite. Back in the Gemara of Yovel, Gochavim Shasa Mosli Yisrael. If a goy paid a Jew, Bibehemto, Bidineim Al Bishlo Mashakano Upatim and Bechara. The same thing. It works the other way. If a goy paid for it, then there wouldn't be any kedusha bechar. Amar Mar Yisrael Shasa Mosli Gochavim Bidineim Al Bishlo Mashakano Vechayus Bechara. If a Jew paid for it, so then it already belongs to him. My Bidineim. What does that mean? Bidineim. Imeinem a bidineim de gufe. What do you mean? What's it comparing it to? Is it comparing it to bidineim de gufe of their bodies? Meaning, being kone in Eved Kanani. Is that what the word bidineim means? The asiba kalvachomer, and then ubi a kalvachomer. Im gufe kani le Yisrael bekesef. If a Jew could be kone in Eved Kanani with money, dichsev l'reshes achuzaso, hikishu akasov l'achuza, ma'achuza niknas b'kesef b'shar b'chazaka, just like a piece of land is nikne b'kesef shar b'chazaka, av eved kanani nikne b'kesef. So if, that was all just parenthetically, so if an eved kanani can be nikne b'kesef, mamona lo kol shekeinu, so surely his metalfalin can be nikne b'kesef. So therefore, is that what the word bidinehem means? Means like their bodies? Samkein afilu b'shar b'chazakanami. But if the whole limud is based on learning it from Eved, which is learned from Karka, then even Shtar and Chazaka should work. And that doesn't work. The ode, Yisrael mi Yisrael yochichu. And I'll prove to you that the Kavachomer shouldn't work. Because Yisrael, Yisrael, de gufe kani le bekesef, a Jew can be nikne bekesef, when it comes to an Eved, mamona b'meshicha. And yet mamon, you have to pull. So it's not a Kavachomer. So what does bidineim mean? It can't mean bidineim like their bodies. Elam rabaya bidineim shepaskalem Torah. No, it doesn't mean bidineim like their Eved Kanani, but the din shepaskalem Torah. So the Torah already says, O kano miyad amisecha. Miyad amisecha hu debim meshicha. That's talking about kinyan meshicha, that source. So only miyad amisecha from a fellow Jew do you need meshicha. Miyad ovikochavim bekesef. Miyad ovikochavim kesef works. Tosfos wonders, is this also Kasef? Is this only Kasef? Tosfos discusses this in Tosfos Miyad. Yeshloma de Shnei Kinyanim Alalu Havi Mitsuyin V'Shaych Yizeh B'Mocher V'Zeh B'Lokeach V'Chulu. Good. We'll continue. We'll summarize all the shitas at the end. V'Ema Miyad V'Kachadim Klal V'Klalo. Why do you make the diak that Jew to Jew Meshicha, but Jew to Goy Kasef? Maybe Jew to Jew Meshicha, Jew to Goy zero. Meaning maybe no kinyan works until it comes actually to his hand. Klava klalo, ami lo sakadaita. That can't be. Klava chomer hu im gufo kone mamona lo kol shekein. If he can be kone his guf, then surely he can be kone his money. V'yemem yadov v'kochav madika tarti. Okay, maybe the other diak. Not neither, but both. Maybe you should have to do kesef and meshicha. Ami v'lav klava chomer hu. Again a klava chomer. Gufo ba'achas mamona b'shtayim. But it'll be harder to be kona his money. V'yema obaha obaha maybe means either or. Dumi yadam mischa ma mischa bechada af ovikachavim nami bechada. Fine. So that was all first side of the brisa. Now we get to the second side. Amar mar, same type of shakal v'tarya. Ovikachavim jasa mosli yisrael b'behemto. If a goy paid for the animal, b'dineim avishlo mashakana. The goy owns it right when he pays for it. Tupatum and abachora. May b'dineim, ilim b'dineim degufe. Is it b'dineim degufe? We should ask b'kal v'chomer. Again, this is a goy trying to buy the Jew's animal. So it's that direction. Im gufo di Yisrael, shel Yisrael kanile b'kesef. If a goy could own, buy the Jews as an eved, with money d'chsev mi kesef miknaso, mamona lo kol shekein. So surely, the goy should be able to buy the Jew's property with kesef. Yisrael mi Yisrael yochicho, not true. To gufo kani b'kesef, mamona b'mishicha, as we said earlier. Selam rabbi v'dineim shebaskalem Torah. That's the diuk. Right, same exact shaklavataria. Maybe you need both. You shouldn't need two. Dumya da amisecha. Ma amisecha ba'achas. Period. Good. So now we get into general. Machlokas about what kinyanim work, Jew and non-Jew. Amri. Ulamei mar da amri. We know there's a machlokas elsewhere. Ulamei mar da amri. Mishicha bo v'chalim kone. Amei mar says Mishicha does work. Machlokas Rishonim. Does Amei mar hold only Mishicha or even Mishicha? Right, that is a machlokas in the Rishonim, Avodah Zarah, Ayin Aleph. Machlokas Rishonim there, what Amemar means. But Amemar says, at least Mashicha works. So according to Amemar, if Mashicha works, then how do you understand what we just said earlier? The brice that we said earlier. So Hanicha Isavala Kareb Yochanan, if Amemar holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Dvar Torah, Mos Konos. So according to, if Amemar holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that really Mida Oraisa, even a Jew to Jew, just pay the money. That the Kenyan already works there. Mishicha, then Mishicha Lokanya on a Daraisa level, you have to pay for it. You don't need Mishicha. Ahani la amisecha. So then you know what the word la amisecha is coming to teach me. La amisecha, but kesef lo v'gachavim Mishicha. If Mishicha usually does not work, right? Only the kesef. So then la amisecha is teaching me, but with a guy it does work. So if a Meimar goes within the world of Rabbi Yochanan, then we understand it works. But if he holds like Reish Lakish, that you already know Mashicha, so what do you need the Pasuk for? You already know it works by a Jew. So you need it to teach me it works by a non-Jew? So the Gemara says, Amri la amisecha atamachsir ona'a viatamachsir ona'a lekinani. Maybe you would be teaching me something else. The laws of Ona'a apply to Amisecha, but the laws of Ona'a do not have to apply to a guy, to a Kenani. That's what you were learned for the extra Amisecha. Le Kenani, me al tonu ish es achim nafka. You already know he's excluded from the other pasuk that Ona'a only applies to a fellow Jew. Chad le Kenani v'chad v'hektish. No, so maybe Achiv, one would exclude, there's no Ona by a non-Jew, one would exclude, there's no Ona by Hektish. Vitzrichi, and you need both. The Ikaz of Rahman Achad, we'll finish this whole long conversation, we'll make some comments after. Vitzrichi, the Ikaz of Rahman Achad, if you only had one Pasek, Havi Amina, Le Kanani, Udein Lo Ona. Maybe there's no laws of Ona by a Kanani, Aval Hektish, Yesh Lo Ona, but you can't rip off Hektish. So Kamash Malan, that's why you need both Psukim. Stop there for a moment. How do you know that the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish elsewhere, again, is a big topic. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that midaraisa mo'ez konos? What's the source for mo'ez konos? So Rashi quotes a pasuk that's not really a pasuk, which the Gemara quotes elsewhere. Rashi quotes v'nasan akesef v'kamlo. Right, basically it's putting together two different psukim. To gomar hekted hedyot me hektish. That you learn, just like hektish, you could pay for v'nasan hakesef, so too hedyot. V'nasan hakesef v'kamlo. Other Rishonim aren't happy with that source because the kinyanim for hektish are different. I mean, Russell Gavokim is Russell hedyot. So Tosfos here discusses maybe there's a different source. How do you know? Tosfos says v'nira l'rid demikra nafik leishaper darshinan miyad amisecha b'mishicha homiyad ovekochavim b'kesef umidokochavim b'chada v'yisrael nami b'chada shnei l'meidim. I'm sorry, the first part. I read the second part. The first part. The Mashicha lo shaycha behektish. To call hecha deisa because of the Rachmana Isa. Mashicha is not shaykh to talk about when it comes to hektish. Because whatever it is, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Ulachi shaykh tvei kesef, mi behedyot. So again, big discussion there. What exactly is the source? The Rashba in Bamatzia says it's a svara. Maybe it's a svara. That rov kinyanim erba kesef. And that's why kesef would work. Either way, that's one discussion. Again, Amemar. Also, I saw the Chashuk Echemet has a number of pieces here. But just to mention one, he discusses if somebody's about tshuva and they have gezel to return and ona'a to return, which is worse? Which should they return first? And they should get it out of their hands. So this Gemara sounds like, what's the, you know, kal v'chomer? Well, we'll see. You know what? That's really on the next line of the Gemara. So let's read the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the Chashuk Echemet. Says the Gemara, Hanich lema damer gezelo aser. I understand. According to the one that says gezel akum is aser, hayna disra kar lemishrei ona. That's why you need the pasuk to say that ona would be mutter. Ela isarva lema damer gezelo shokanani mutter ona mi boi. If gezel is mutter, what you have to tell me that ona is mutter? Of course. So the Gemara says, Amri Yisav like Madarang Zila Mutter, I'll call Rabbi Yochanan Sfirale. Okay, you're right. If you say Zila Mutter, you have to go back and say he doesn't like hold like Reish Lakish. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan, so you wouldn't even have to get into this issue. Period. But what svara do you see from that line of the Gemara? It sounds like Gezel is worse. right? If you could even steal, then surely ona'a. So it sounds like you should return the gazelle. But on the other hand, he goes back and forth with this. This is not the only Gemara that discusses this. He quotes from Rav Yashiv. He says, "Mishim ona'a ba'i de maso matan the gazel gzeila bal karche." So he says you should return the gazelle. Olam calls that kashi yodesh alokeach makir ba'ona'a. But if he doesn't know about the ona'a, so maybe it's more chamor because he's not being mochel and you're really tricking him. So he goes through exactly which is worse. But there are a number of the mafarshim that talk about bizman hazeh. We pass in gezel akam as usur and any type of ripping off, especially b'makam chil Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan has a strong lashon in Shin Mem Ches. U'b'makam chil Hashem usur min haTorah. V'kasu haGedolim sheroo beineihem sheosem anat. This is quoting this from the Bar Hagolah on Shulchan Aruch. Sheroo beineihem sheosem haAnashim sheirvichu mitausam lo hitzlichu v'nechaseihem yardu l'timayon v'lo hinichu achareihem bracha v'rabim asher kitshu shem shemayim v'achziru ta'u. This is even ta'u isakum v'achziru ta'usam b'davar chashuv v'gadlo v'hashiru v'hitzlichu harei afilu ginevas das asru chazal u'bizman hazeh b'chol medinos elu. Aser min haTorah shum hat'a'a v'ha'arama v'ein shum chilek v'ein Yisrael v'ein le'eno Yisrael, and one should recognize that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that we have to be squeaky clean, whether it's Jew, whether it's non-Jew, all of it, we have the same responsibility for other people's money. The Tiferet Yisrael quotes the same idea in Bava Kama, in the fourth parak. He quotes, Kavachomer me'ata, shekava, and maybe in the days of old it was talking about real idolaters, but the goyim bizman hazeh, shekava mechiev aleinu le'elu achenu meha'umos hamakirin Hashem echon u'mechabdin toraso u'maminim bashi elokus v'korin oso hela geshreift u'mishamrim kefi hamechuyev aleihen midin torasenu dayinu Hashem mitzvos v'gam eidem menichem la'akem lanu afilu sarakhtana afilu migodo shebegdolim shelohen u'pasta kea shebona lechvchu v'loz bevadal she'osin. Gimilas Chesed, Vechulu, there are many that help us out, and therefore, Velo Nomar, Ki Yosef, Sha'amar, Vech'esa Hara Gadola, Vechatasi Lelokim. And I can't do this to Potiphar. Okay, we have to be very careful with all of our actions and activities, whether it's Ona, whether it's Gezel, Vechulu. Vaiter. Meisvei. So, as Yokasha, getting back to Rabosia, who said, Kesef works for Kenyan from a goy. That's what Rabbi Oshia said, getting back to the earlier, before Amemar. Kesef works. Halokeach rutos b'no v'gochavim. Abraisa says, if somebody buys pieces of silver from a guy, umatz ben avodes gochavim, and amongst those pieces you find some idols. So im achalo nasan mos, mashach. If he didn't pay yet, he just pulled them. Yachzir. Sounds like the kinyan didn't happen yet. If you didn't give the money yet, so then give it back. V'mishan nasan mos, mashach. But if you already gave the money, and you pulled, so then it's already owned by a Jew, an idol owned by a Jew is Asur Ba'ana, Yolach HaNali HaMamelach, you just have to throw it in the sea. Says the Gemara, V'yam in Mo's Konos, and if you say, money is already the Kenyan, Mashiach HaLamali. This Bryce is clearly saying that the key point is money, is Kenyan Kesef. But if you say Kenyan Kesef, so then Mashiach HaLamali, what is the purpose of the Mashiach? It says, if you pulled it, Yachzer, lo Yachzer, the Kenyan already happened. It's talking about a case where the guy said, I accept to go by Jewish law. I accept to go by Jewish law. So, Ihachi Mos Lamali. So if you want to go by Jewish law, which is Mashiach, so what does the Kesef have to do with anything? So then Mashiach, Kol Rabbi Yochanan Mos in a Konos, you need Mashiach. So Hachi Kamar, Ava Bisha Nasan Mos, Imashach in Ilolo. You need both. That was the Tanai that they made. Even if the Kesef was given, you need Mashiach. So Yahachi Kasha Resha. So then, why is Mashiach not enough in the Resha? The Resha said that if you pulled and didn't give the money yet, then you can still give it back. So, different answers. Amar Abaya, Resha Mishum Diika Mechatos. Resha because you didn't know that there were idols there. Amar Le Rava, Resha Mishum Diika Mechatos, Seifa Lecha Mechatos. You never knew there were idols. So what's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? They both should be a Mechatos. The both things shouldn't work. So the Gemara says four different pshatim of what exactly is the pshat of the Resha and the Seifa. El Amarava number one. Resha and Seifa Mechatos. They're both a Mechatos. Resha de lo yav zuzei. But really you should be able to just give the whole thing back. The problem is a Maris Ayin issue. Reisha de lo yavzuze, if the Jew didn't give money yet. So then, what's going to happen? He's just going to give back the idols. It doesn't look like a transaction. Lo mechzi kavodas kochavim biyad Yisrael. Seifa, but if you already gave the money, then what's going to happen? The guy is going to give him back money and you're going to give him back idols? Sounds like you're doing business. Sounds like it was really yours and you're giving it back? So that looks bad. Seifa, diyavzuze mechzi kavodas kochavim biyad Yisrael. And that's why he's exerid rabbanan. Exerid rabbanan, that you don't give it back, you just throw it to the Yamamelach. Number one. But on a Daraisa level, it was a Megaltos, according to both. That's Rava. Abaya Amar Lacha, Reisha Megaltos, Delo Yada, Dehalo Yav Lezuze. No. In the Reisha, he didn't pay money yet. So people check the merchandise when they pay money. So in the Reisha, he didn't pay yet. So that's why it's a Megaltos, because he didn't get to the payment yet. So therefore, we say it's a megaltos. Sefer la megaltosu. But in the sefer where he already paid the money, we're not going to call that a megaltos. Tekiva the yov zuze. Once he paid, kika mashach, ibai liyuni, bahadir mimshach. You should have checked. The normal thing to do is to check the merchandise when you pay. And if not, it's your fault. And therefore, that's not a megaltos. And therefore, it's owned by the Jew. And therefore, you have to throw it to the Yavamelach. Number two. And number three, Ravashi Amar, Midereisha Meshicha Einakone Seifa Nami Meshicha Einakone. Since the Reisha already said Meshicha Nakone Seifa also, the ID, the Tana Reisha, Mashach, Tana Seifa Nami Mashach. Really, Meshicha is not the key, but it just said that because to be parallel. But MS, you don't need it once you gave the money. Really, the money is all you need. It just says, the parallel case in the Seifa. And Ravina Amar, finally, the last answer, the opposite. Mita Seifa, Meshicha Kone, Reisha Nami Meshicha Kone. Really, Meshicha is the key. V'Reisha Achika Amar, if Meshicha is the key, so why does the Reisha talk about money? Im lo nasan v'lo masach yachshir. It means if he didn't pay and he didn't pull, so then he gives it back. Ma yachzar? Yachzar bidvarim. Kasavar, and what does yachzar mean? That if nothing happened yet, he could be chozerbo? It means he could retract on his word. Usually you cannot retract because you assume that they would keep their word, so therefore we have to keep our word. But a Jew with an idolater, they were known not to keep their word, so therefore lo, so we wouldn't have to keep our word, and therefore you would be able to be chozer bo. And the issue is not an issue of kinyanim. The issue is just a question of going back on one's word or not. Again, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch even. If you make a partnership and you each swear to each other in a partnership, so if one of them violates the shvua, then the other one also could violate their shvua. Right? That's one of the answers, one of the many answers given to the, if you want to say that the shalosh shvuos have any halachic basis, the Gemara at the end of Meseches Ksubis, which the Vayol Moshe, you know, made famous in terms of using it in a halachic context, many different answers of most of the Mefarshim say it's not halachic and many other suggestions, but one, Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in his Agada, again, not in this context, but whenever there's an agreement, if there's a package deal, if one person violates the Shua, the other one also. So the Shalosh Shuas one is that the Goyim will not be Meshabed as Yosher Midai. So, you know, over the centuries, they have definitely violated that. So then the other shvua of Shalayala Bachoma wouldn't have any halachic relevance either, even if you want to say that it started with a halachic relevance, which itself is a chiddush gadol. Okay, either way, this is takes us to the bottom, and B'Hashem, we will continue tomorrow here in the second paragraph.